I want to make sure we get a chance to talk with Todd Brannon. He's the Belvedere North boys basketball coach. Todd, of course, you may remember that name, was a successful coach for Jefferson for several years, including last year, in which they won a conference co-championship. Now he's over at Belvedere North. So, Todd, how you doing this morning?
Real good. Real good. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Sure. So tell me a little bit, how are things going at Belvedere North? I mean, you got to take over a new program. It's probably a whole new environment. So tell me a little bit about the transition for you.
Yeah, well, the nice thing was, I was able to take over, last spring. So we did have the summer with the kids. We just finished our Thanksgiving tournament last week at Crystal Lake Central. We went 2-2. We beat Prairie Ridge and McHenry, and then we lost to Geneva and Barrington, who are both really, really good teams with, traditionally strong programs. So I felt like it gave us a good evaluation of where we're at. You play those two teams early, and, they'll expose all of your deficiencies. So it was we were able to get back to practice and kind of address some of our deficiencies.
When you look at it, too, if I got the scores right here, you had the two wins, and including a pretty big win over Prairie Ridge. And one of your losses was a tight one, 67-63 to Barrington. So very easily could have been 3-1 in this tournament. What did you kind of learn about your team after this weekend, after this last weekend's tournament?
Well, I thought we got better as the week went on. We opened up with Geneva, and they kind of just they punched us right in the mouth, and we really didn't respond, like we needed to. The next day we got in the gym, and then we watched some film, and then I thought we played well against Prairie Ridge and also McHenry, and then like you said, Barrington was really, really good. Except for about a 4 or 5 minute stretch, I thought we played well against them. I liked the way, we had a slow start, but we responded well and cut the lead down to 3, just prior to halftime. But, Barrington's really good. Although they lost 5 of their top 7 guys, I think they might almost be better this year than they were last year. So, like you said, it was a good measuring stick going against Barrington. They're physical. I told our kids, I said, they're going to make us be fundamental. And they're going to make us play tough. And there were times where we didn't, and hopefully our guys learned some things from that.
Now, when you go into these tournaments like this, these Thanksgiving tournaments, obviously you want to win. But, how much of is there, for lack of a better term, experimentation with you? Are you testing different kind of combinations of players, trying out certain plays, things like that? How much is experimentation, and how much is it all out, we just got to win this thing?
Well, make no mistake about it, we're trying to win,
right?
Because we need to establish a winning culture with the boys basketball program at North. At the same time, being a new coach and prior to the tournament, I think we only had 11 or 12 practices. There are certain combinations and rotations and things like that we're experimenting with, and it may take us till January or so before we, really figure out what our best rotation is, what our best combinations are. I really don't get caught up too much in who starts. I know kids do. I just want the best 5 that are working together. And maybe you don't necessarily have your top 5 scorers, in your starting 5. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've got 3 scorers with 2 guys that kind of serve a role, and then you can bring a couple scorers off the bench. So, make no mistake about it, we're trying to establish a winning culture. From my standpoint as a coach, we are still working on our rotations.
Todd, it's been a long time since you've been a first-year head coach at a program. Looking back at your time at Jefferson to where you are now, how do you feel like you have evolved as a head boys basketball coach?
Well, I think the main thing, when I first started, I thought you had to have a 3-hour practice every night and just had to run them into the ground and things like that, because I just – I didn't know any better. I thought, well, that's just what you do. I think as I've, gained some experience and as far as myself coaching and then talking to other coaches, I think it's important to give the kids some time off. And I think it's more important, quality over quantity, things like that. It's more important to have fresh legs, game night, especially fresh legs come end of the season.
Coach, tell me a little bit about this year's team. When I sent up the questionnaire and I've got in front of me here, you've got 3 returning starters and a lot of key newcomers you listed as well. But tell me a little bit about the team and some of the top players for you and their roles.
Well, we have three kids that started last year. Zach Reidenbach, Holden Paddock, and John Carlson. In addition, you know, we only have one senior on the team, Randy Alanius, and he really didn't get much playing time last year. He worked really, really hard for us over the summer, and, you know, he's coming along well. And we have 12 juniors and one senior on our team. So, you know, last year there were, you know, I think it was five or six, maybe even seven kids that were sophomores up on the varsity. So they did gain some experience. But we are still young, being junior dominated. I feel like we're balanced. You know, I think each game we had a different kid was our leading scorer. You know, so in some respects that's really good, and in some respects, you know, that's not who's your go-to man. You know, I'm kind of learning. You know, we have a system that we like that we feel fits the strengths of our kids. We're nowhere where we need to be at this time, but I think we're heading in the right direction.
You know, one of the things back when you took this job, I think we talked to you at the time, and one of the things that came out, of course, is no surprise, is your son plays for you now. How is that, first of all, how is that to coach your own son? I mean, is there certain ways, I'm talking when I was coaching youth sports, how I felt I had to be careful about how I treated my own son or how the impression was to everybody else if he's getting favoritism and all that. And secondly, how rewarding is it for you to get a chance to coach and be with him? Because I'm guessing you probably didn't get a chance to see a lot of his games when he was younger because of your obligations at Jefferson.
Yeah, you know, I think that perception's always going to be there, you know, that there's favoritism. And it doesn't really matter what I do or what I say or what he does. Or there's going to be somebody that feels there's favoritism. I think that just comes with it. And the most important thing is I talked to him about it before I even took the job. You know, I said, hey, you know that's going to be out there. People are going to say things. You know, how do you feel about it? And, you know, without a doubt, he was like, no, Dad, I want you to apply for the job and things like that. You know, I think it probably over the summer, I was probably, it probably affected me more where I didn't want, you know, the perception to be that he was gaining, favoritism and things like that. So I probably went a little bit the other way. I think right now I'm a lot more comfortable with it. I've gotten to know the kids a lot more, you know, just spending time with them. And then obviously, you know, just spending, you know, being able to coach your own son in high school sports, it's a tremendous opportunity. Not everybody gets that. Last week, you know, I knew I was going to go scouting, and of course he wanted to go too. So it gives us time, to share those experiences, and it's really been great so far.
Let's talk a little bit quick about the conference. How do you see the conference race going? And then after the end of that, I'd like to hear where you guys think you can fit.
Well, I haven't seen everybody yet. I think I've seen everybody except Boylan and Belvedere.
Okay.
To me, the best team I've seen is East. I mean, they have the most talent. They can get on you in a hurry. They can score in bunches. I think East and Boylan are probably at the top. Just what I know. I saw Hononega play last week. They're always good with their system. You know, I think Auburn, just based on their tradition, I think Harlem and Guilford are two teams that are much improved. I'm probably leaving somebody out. I know the Jefferson kids are going to play really, really hard. I know that. I'm hoping we can be somewhere, you know, maybe we can be middle of the pack. Maybe we can crack the top five. You know, a lot remains to be seen. The most important thing to me is that we're improving and that we're playing our best basketball come regional. And maybe we'd be a team that, you know, nobody wants to play that first round of the regional.
And it's interesting, like you said before, you've only got one senior. So, I mean, whatever you develop here, the nice thing is that, you know, there's another year of more development with the same group together, more or less. So it's not necessarily rebuilding, but it's kind of like a growth situation where you guys, no matter how well you do this year, kind of assume that you'll be just all that much more better next year. So we can crack that top half. That bodes very well for 2019 and 20 season.
Yeah, you know, our junior class is very deep, and that's the class my son is in. So I've known a lot of those kids since they were in elementary school. They're gym rats. And, you know, just with their work ethic, and I failed to mention, but I think we have 6 or 7 of our guys that played on our football team. Mm-hmm. And you know, our football team runs triple option, which is very, very physical brand of football. And I like that, you know, I like those qualities that those kids are bringing, you know, to our basketball team. You know, we had our open gyms and our preseason workouts, and obviously football was still, you know, they were still playing, and then they made the playoffs, so we didn't get those kids till just a week prior to the season. But the level of intensity from, you know, when we didn't have the football kids to when they arrived was like night and day, you know. So having those kids, and all those kids that play football are juniors too. So that's a nice thing to have for us.